The Electoral Commission EC says Ghanaians must have confidence that it has the capacity to conduct yet another round of credible and peaceful election, given its track record of overseeing 6 parliamentary and presidential elections since the promulgation of the 1992 Constitution. Acting Director Human Resource at the EC, Samuel Wedu, made the point at an inception training for the implementation team of GBC's Ghana Wins Election 2016 project. Rebecca Ekpe has more.
Election is an essential part of democratic development and consolidation. It represents a major means of increasing citizen participation in political life. Without regular, credible, and transparent election, democracy simply cannot exist. Although the mandate for organizing public election in Ghana falls on the Electoral Commission, EC, the conduct of election and its management for credible and peaceful outcomes requires the efforts of different stakeholders, of which the media are crucial. A vibrant media provides opportunities and avenues for civic participation in governance, transparency, accountability, and responsiveness of duty bearers. With this in mind, GBC developed the Ghana Wins Election 2016 project, which is geared towards mobilizing citizens to focus on promoting credible and peaceful election. The Ghana Wins Election 2016 project is designed to consolidate and build on the gains and lessons from previous election projects, including Face of the Nation and the post-election 2012 adjudication, which were funded by Star Ghana. At the inception training, an acting director, human resource at the EC, Samuel Wedu, told the trainees to endeavor to familiarize themselves with CI-91, which is the legal working instrument of the commission. He also impressed upon citizens that ensuring credible and peaceful election is a collective responsibility.
Ghanaians will have to have confidence in the EC, because over the years, from 1992 up to date, we have been responsible in conducting peaceful, transparent elections in this country. We did it in 92, we did it in 96, we did it in 2000, 2004, 2008, 2012, interspersed with other local government elections. And this year is not going to be different. The EC that they believed to conduct all these elections, they must believe the EC same this year too.
And the same parties that took part.
Yes, the same parties want to assure them that we have the capacity and we will be transparent, we'll be fair to ensure that we have a successful election. So they should all have confidence in us and we will do it again.
A fellow from the Center for Policy Analysis at the University of Ghana, Legon, Evans Jampo, who spoke on key issues the media must know ahead of the polls, said journalists must focus on consensus building and stay neutral in an environment where some politicians will want to win election at all costs.
And so you have to stay as much as possible neutral in this kind of environment, because you can easily be, it is easy for people to blame you, for example, for being part of the reason why they lost. So the media has to know this and then also play their cards well by being professional and objective.
Overall, GBC's Ghana Wins Election 2016 action is to enhance the credibility of the electoral processes and secure a peaceful environment to accelerate Ghana's growth and development in 2016 and beyond. Apart from an inception training on project implementation, preparatory activities of GBC's project include carrying out snap reports on citizens' knowledge, attitude, and concerns on targeted electoral processes of the limited voter registration exhibition and voting procedures. Through the 2016 project, GBC, with its nationwide reach, will create platforms for voter education, provide policy spaces for electorates to engage political parties and candidates, build voters' knowledge and capacity on key electoral processes, and also mobilize broad public support to mitigate electoral violence.